AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. 30,000 runners will take part in the Boston Marathon today, the second since two bombs went off near the finish line in 2013. The AP's Denise Lavoie reports the atmosphere surrounding this race is different from last year.
There were fewer memorial services. Still, the feeling is there, the sadness is there, but the runners and other participants in the marathon are saying, you know, we're going to take our Boston Marathon back.
Relatives, activists, city officials have more questions than answers about what happened to Freddie Gray, a 25-year-old who died 1 week after being rushed to the hospital with spinal injuries following an encounter with four Baltimore police officers. Family attorney Billy Murphy.
The family wants to know how their healthy son could end up with an 80% severed spine and broken vertebrae while he was in police custody.
Baltimore's mayor and top police officials are promising accountability and transparency. While bad thunderstorms hit southeastern states over the weekend, in California, a wildfire was the concern. CAL FIRE Captain Mike Moeller says it was sparked in the Prado Dam flood control basin, where vegetation hasn't burned in decades.
Very thick fuel beds, explosive fire growth, so it made it very challenging. But we were able, fortunately, to control it near the homes that were evacuated.
Mixed findings in a survey by the National Association for Business Economics.
The survey found positive forecasting for wages, pay, and sales. It did find some weak spots, too. Companies were much less likely to step up spending on computers, industrial machinery, and communications gear in the first quarter. Just 38% did so, down from 51% in January and the weakest showing in a year.
Correspondent Martin DeCaro. Malta will bury 24 victims of the latest shipwreck tragedy involving migrants fleeing Libya. This is AP Radio News. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland was the place for Beatles fans to be over the weekend. Those are fans cheering Ringo Starr's arrival on the red carpet. He was inducted into the hall as a solo artist with a little help from his friend and former bandmate Paul McCartney.
There's not many nights where two Beatles are in the same room together, never mind being on the same stage together, and the event always ends with a big jam session.
That's AP correspondent Tom Withers in Cleveland. At the Academy of Country Music Awards last night, Steven Tyler did the honors for the final big award.
And the Academy of Country Music Entertainer of the Year is Luke Bryan!
Miranda Lambert won Female Vocalist, Song of the Year for Automatic, and Album of the Year for Platinum, as well as a Milestone Award. Jason Aldean won Male Vocalist. I'm Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.